Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here with my sisters, the queens. Good morning to you, Queen Real Delia.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another exciting episode of Trivia Thursday.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, it's cold. It's in the 30s again, but we've warmed up nicely. Good morning and welcome Thursday.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Trivia Thursday. Are you smarter than a recently moved Georgian resident? Are you smarter than her? Prove yourself.
All right.
Call in.
Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Laker Girl, and good morning to all my fellow queens and kings out there, and welcome to another edition of Trivia Thursday with the Queens in the Morning. Call in and play with us, please. Like, we need some new life around here. We're beginning to think that you guys are still sleeping or something. So wake up and call in and play with the Queen.
Yeah, they scared. They scarred. The number to call in is 515-605-9376. Again, that's 515-605-9376. Hit the number one. Wake up. Wake up your noodle. Are you smarter than a queen? If you know, if, even if you're not, at least you're learning. I see you there, Big Daddy, Gary Finney. Of course, if you want to play, hit the number one, and I'll open up your mic. We're working on. I think we're playing Saved and Sanctified. Saved and Sanctified. We're going to continue with that this morning. But before we get into that, of course, we get into our three play artists. Which is Maya. Maya is on deck this morning. We never played her before, so we'll get into Maya, and then we'll get into Saved and Sanctified. Sanctified lady. Okay. All right. See, what can I start with, Maya? Where was I going to start? Okay, we'll start with It's all about me.
Ooh.
that I see. The light of all of God came in me.
Thank you. cake straight out the gate. These independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a star. High heel shoes, getting love from the dudes. Four badass chicks on the Moulin Rouge. With diamonds in the glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna hinge, I'm a mocha chocolate.
What?
Rio Lady Mamu.
One more time, come on.
They won a Grammy for. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into Trivia Thursday. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Queens in the Morning. It's Trivia Thursday. We're doing Saved and Sanctified. Saved and Sanctified. So let's see how
Hallelujah.
Saved and sanctified. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to start with you, Delia, because I think you wasn't here last. Oh, yeah, you were here last time we did this. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. We're going to start with you, Delia.
Okay.
So this is debatable, of course. So how much should you pay in tithes each month? Is it A, $100, B, 5% of income, C, 10% of income, or D, they going to get what I give them?
10% of income.
You said how much?
10% of income.
10% of income? What do you think, Zoila?
They going to get what I give them.
Yep. That's me, too. That's me, too, Georgia Brown Sugar.
That's not tithing.
I'm going to raise right on.
Tithes each month is
Zoila.
The question.
I'm going to ride on Zoila's. Oh, okay. I'm going to ride on Zoila's coattail, too, and say they're going to get what I give them if I
yep.
give them anything.
Mm-hmm. Rich Sister, Queen Rich Sister, what do you think?
Majority well, the official amount is 10% of your income.
Mm-hmm. As I know, yeah, that is the official amount. I do realize that.
You're doing that what I give them, you're paying offering. You're not paying tithe.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so majority rule. So how much should you pay in tithes each month? 10% is the official, according to
The Bible.
To the Bible? Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to get what I can give them. Because I think a lot of them, a lot of people only give them what they can give them. I know it's deficient because my sister, she would do it. She would give 10% up, and she'd be left with almost nothing left to pay
the
her bills.
The problem is that it's using the word tithes and not offering. Because offering, they're going to get what I give them. You're not tithing.
Right.
But if you're paying tithes, what you're supposed to pay in tithes is 10%. And so I understand that the game is saying that it's a debatable, but it's really not. Because if you're paying tithes, you're paying 10%.
Well, tithing can also be in your time, your talent,
right,
something to give to the
okay.
church. It is not just monetary. That became
right.
a man.
That's,
so
right.
That's why I don't do religion.
Mm-hmm, me either. I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. Okay, so majority rule, so it was 3-2. They're going to get what they get, what we give them. through the game. Through the game. But we know that 10% is in the – but just like you said, Georgia Brown Sugar, it ain't just monetary. All right. Up next is Rich Sister. If mama let your friend stay over Saturday night – what were they supposed to bring with them? A, a toothbrush. B, Bible. C, soap. Or D, church clothes. This one is also debatable. Majority rules.
I guess I'll say church clothes.
Okay. So if mama let your friends stay on Saturday night, what were they supposed to bring with them? Okay, church clothes. What do you say, Georgia Brown Sugar?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the same thing. Well, yeah.
Well,
I mean, if
toothbrush yep. and soap, not, you know, that's debatable. But everything else, bring it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the Bible, you know, because usually at churches, depends on the type of church, you have Bibles there. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, that's
true.
All of the above.
I would say all of the above. If I had to choose one, I would say toothbrush. Zoila? If mama lets your friends stay over Saturday night, what were they supposed to bring with them? A toothbrush, B, a Bible, C, soap, or D, church clothes?
Well, I've never heard of bringing a Bible and soap. I have, of course, heard of bringing a toothbrush, but I remember sleeping over at my cousin's house in the 70s, and we would go to church the next morning. So I'm going to go with church clothes.
Okay. Queen Real Delia, what do you think?
I'm going with church clothes as well.
Okay, church clothes it is, y'all. Church clothes it is. All right. Zoila, you're up next.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
What do you say to encourage a soloist who should have never had a solo in the first place? Is it A?
Me.
Is it A? That's all right. B, take your time. C, come on. D, let him use you. What do you say? Encourage a soloist who should have never had a solo in the first place. This is debatable, y'all.
Oh, my God. I have, like, zero to go off of. I, you know, in terms of seeing someone in that position, let him use you.
Okay.
I'll
let him use you.
I don't know.
Sister, what do you think? What do you say to encourage a soloist who should have never had a solo in the first place?
it could be all of the above.
Mm-hmm. That's
just
true.
To not say sit down. instead of sit down. instead of sit your butt down like we would like to say, we say all of the above.
Okay, I like all
of the above. Well, I don't think you should take this time because we don't want them to keep going.
Oh, okay, okay, Queen Redelia, what would you think? What would you say? That's all right. Take your time. Come on.
That's all right.
Okay. Because I definitely ain't saying come on. I'm going to say, and I'm not going to say take your time because we don't want them to take their time. That's all right. Yeah, I'm with you, Redelia, on that one. That's all right. That's all right, baby. That's all right.
All right. You tried showing your love for the Lord, not
that
for our eardrums.
Georgia
Brown
Sugar.
Well, I'm going to add one to it because the eyeball will be up. I'll be like, girl, if you don't sit yourself down somewhere, reach your Bible because the truth will set you free. You like, yeah, you can't sing. Please stop.
Okay. That's all right. Sit your ass down. That's all right.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Georgia Brown Sugar, you up next. You broke your mama's good china. What's the first thing she prays before she beats you? Is it A? It's debatable. A, Lord, give me strength. B, the devil is a liar. C, God have mercy. Or D, Lord, don't let me kill this child.
Definitely. Well, I got to add one on to it. It'll be, okay, Lord, don't let me kill this child. And the other one, let me catch her. Because I was a runner. I was like, oh,
yeah,
no, no. I would run and hide.
Redelia, what are your thoughts? This is debatable. This is majority rules. All these coming up are all majority rule, I think, y'all. What do you think?
Far, don't let me kill this child.
Okay. Richard, are you there?
What? Once again, I gotta say all of the above.
Yeah.
This is just all, in fact, she'll say all four of them back to back.
Okay, Lord.
Probably come up with some more.
Okay. I agree with you, Rich Sister. All of them. Lord, give me strength. The devil is a liar. God have mercy. And Lord, don't let me kill this child. Zoila, what are your thoughts?
All of the above.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Back to back.
Mama
in,
gonna whoop you.
In one
her china? He broke her good china. Yeah.
The good china.
She going
the
in.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, the good china. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Zoe, okay, that was Georgia Brown Sugar that went. Okay, Zoila?
Yeah.
Okay, Zoila, this is for you. In a sermon battle, who takes the crown? Is it A, Paul Bryant, B, Joel Osteen, C, Michael Todd, or D, T.D. Jakes? This is debatable.
I'm going to have to go with T.D. Jakes.
Okay.
Because Joel Osteen,
mm-hmm,
I mean, I guess, he knows how to preach, obviously, but I'm just not so, I don't feel it, you know what I'm saying? Like T.D. Jakes.
Uh-huh.
And the other two guys, I don't know who they are.
Paul, okay,
Ryan.
Jamal is a
yeah.
Yeah, Ryan is the entanglement dude, the most entanglement dude.
Oh.
And Mike Todd, I don't know, I heard his name, but I can't picture his face. Okay, you say T.D. Jakes, what do you say, Georgia Brown Sugar?
Lord have mercy, if I was at the church. Hey, I'm being truthful.
I agree. I feel you.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Like I say, I believe in God, but I do not believe in man at church.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I guess I'm going to follow with what Zoda said, T.D. Jakes, because I really don't know. I don't listen to any of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to say Joel Osteen for me because his sermons are very simple. Anyone could understand his sermons. Anybody that walks in his church will understand what he's talking about because his word is very, very simple. I don't like all that extra because I don't read the Bible like that. I like I said, I'm spiritual. I've read the Bible before, but that was in my younger years. I do pray and talk to God and have conversations with him. But I'm going to say Joel Osteen for me because I will watch him every Sunday, and I've read his books. And like I said, it's just very simple for me to understand. Okay, Rich Sister, your thoughts. In a sermon battle, who takes the crown?
Got to go with T.D. Jakes.
Okay. T.D. Jakes it is.
Get ready.
Well, you down A.D. in Atlanta, too?
Although, but I like it. I like Joel Osteen. But when you're talking about a sermon battle, you gotta go with T.D. Jakes.
When it comes to a battle, Cordelia, your thoughts?
T.D. Jakes all day long.
Okay, there it goes. T.D. Jakes. All right, back to you, Cordelia. You're doing a remake of the Ten Commandments.
Uh-oh.
Who do you cast as the voice of God? Is it A? Yeah. James Earl Jones. B. T.D. Jakes. C. Morgan Freeman. Or D. Dennis Hasbert. That's the Allstate guy.
Yeah, I know. Good hands. T.D. Mm-hmm. I mean, James Earl Jones was the first name that came to my mind.
For me, too. James Earl Jones. Georgia Brown Sugar.
Dang, why ain't you got no females in there? How do I know God is a male?
You're right. I just noticed they didn't have a female.
You're going to cast Angela Bassett?
I'm like, okay. I'm like, how dare them?
How dare you?
Yeah, I'm like, what about, we don't know. We just know, But anyway, I ain't going to get into that. I guess I would have to say James Earl Jones, too.
Okay. Zoila, who would you choose if there was a remake of the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, most definitely James Earl Jones.
Mm-hmm. That voice is amazing. Rich Sister?
I'll go with that. I'm with y'all, James Earl Jones. Because
right.
I believe they once casted him as the voice of God for something.
Yeah.
In real life, didn't they?
Didn't they use him? It was him. It wasn't Morgan Freeman. It was James Earl Jones, I believe. I think it was Morgan Freeman.
Right.
No, that was Morgan Freeman. You're right, Georgia Brown Sugar. It was Morgan Freeman.
The Morgan Freeman scary movie, I think it was.
Okay.
Wait, so what happened? I was watching, of course, before I go to bed and watch that crazy TikTok. And this girl put a speaker in the kitchen, in the cabinet. And then she called her boyfriend and said, "Can you make some popcorn for me, baby?" And he said, "A lot of butter." She goes, "Yeah, a lot of butter." And after she made the popcorn and everything, she came out with the voice of God. "What are you doing?" Girl, she found had a heart attack. Popcorn went flying.
I think I've seen that, I think I've seen that on TV.
I thought I was going to die. I said, "Now, why am I watching this? I need to be sleeping."
Girl, I know, because if you wake up in the middle of the night and you go to your phone and TikTok will keep your ass up for the next hour. It will do that to you. Rich Sister had to leave. She had to go to work. Congratulations to Rich Sister. She's doing her thing, She had to go to work.
She's going to be a Georgian.
She
going to be a Georgian until summer comes and them gigantic bugs.
I know.
You can identify.
You to be back home. Like, I'm home for the summer, y'all.
Be like, girl, why didn't you tell me about the bugs? I said, I want you to experience.
You try to tell her. She looked like, she sounded like she living her best life. I'm happy for her.
I encourage it. I'm happy for her. And, you know, I want her to have some success. Go, girl.
Yeah, me too. I really do want her to have
I want her to have some Freaky Fridays, too.
She got to come through with some Freaky Fridays coming through on now. She didn't change her. So you weren't here, Real Delia, but she's in Georgia, Fayetteville, and she is now going to stay there. She was only going there for the film festival, but she decided that she's going to live in Georgia now. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I know, right?
We got until tomorrow. She might come back with a Freaky Friday story for us.
Okay.
And we all be like, oh, God.
She already met a buddy, Demetrius. You know, Demetrius Taylor. I don't know, it sounds like a boy's name. It's Atlanta, so you got to think about that.
Taylor that has the Blog Talk show, he's gay. Very, very.
Demetrius? Yeah, that's him. Demetrius Taylor. He has something about tea, so he sounds like he is probably gay. But, you know, it is what it is. She still got a friend. He's a foodie. It don't matter at all. So Georgia Brown Sugar's machine on. Yep, next.
But they can be great friends. Heck, they can go shopping.
Awesome friends, yeah, and, you know, I'm sure she'll find somebody, you know, like she said, God was talking to her, and she may find some, you know, that person may be there, because I really believe my soulmate is not in the state of California. He is out of state somewhere. All right, Georgia Brown Sugar, which churchy comedian do you pull up when you need a good laugh? Is it A, The Christie Show? I ain't never heard of that. B, not Carlton Banks. C, Kevin on Stage. Kev on Stage. That's his name. Kev on Stage. I don't know who he is. And D, Anna Douglas. I don't know none of these, but Kev on Stage.
I don't know any of them. Some of them. Who the person was is my mama, but she's passed. But I'm going to say, Mama, give me a few. But I really do not know any of those. So.
Okay. All right. So she don't know that. That's cool. I only know Kev on Stage. Zoila, do you know any of these churchy comedians?
No. I've heard of Carlton. Is it Pearson?
Yeah. Not Carlton Banks.
Or is it Carlton Banks? Who is it?
It's with a K, though. It's K-A-R-L, not Carlton Banks.
No.
Heard of that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go with what you said. Kev on stage, and I don't know any of them, to be honest. He sounds like he's got a nice stage name for comedy.
Yeah, Kev on Stage, him and his wife, I love them. They are hilarious. You've seen them. I'm sure you guys seen them before, and you probably just don't
recognize his name. He's on Facebook a lot.
Yeah, he's on Facebook a lot. Exactly, Delia. Who would you say, Delia?
I'm gonna check him out.
And I would say Kev on Stage. The other one I had thought of was Ricky Smiley, but nobody said, but they didn't have
Ricky
Smiley.
Yeah, I love Ricky Smiley.
Oh,
yes. Love me,
yes,
Ricky.
He would be my favorite.
Mark Lowry is another churchy comedian, but he's white, and he's not so much funny. I mean, he is funny, but he's not as much funny as he is kind of inspirational.
Oh, okay.
Mark Lowry, I would say Kev on Stage out of that list, and I would add Ricky Smiley.
Okay, yeah. If Ricky Smiley was on here, I would definitely say Ricky Smiley, too. Okay, Zoila.
Or even Steve Harvey, because he gets churchy sometimes.
Yeah, but his main scene is not churchy. That's not his main. TV on Family Feud, and somebody asks, what do you do to your for your wife, or what is the thing? Some, I think I just saw it recently. It was hilarious, and somebody, it was, the question was something about a wife doing something to her husband, and she said, sit on his face. And he was like, yeah, sit on her face, sit on our face, sit on our face. You know, so he, you're a man. That nigga crazy. One thing about Steve Harvey, though, that nigga can dress. Whoever his stylist is right now is dressing the shiznick out of him. I love his suits. I love that man in his suits.
I'm glad you say right now, because
yeah, because before I didn't like his own line of suits. Yeah, where too, he had that long, like, zoot suit type shit. I didn't like that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wait a minute. My dad had came to visit me in Georgia, you know, because they couldn't come at this. My parents couldn't come at the same time. That was too competitive. So my dad came out. He said, you know, Phil, I'm looking for a suit. I said, okay. So we went, and this guy came up to us, and I looked, my eyes got big. I said, Daddy, he's from Detroit. He said, how do you know? I said, lime green plastic baby. And so I said, watch this. So I said, Detroit. And I looked at my daddy, and he tried to hold it in. He just said, oh, yeah, you know. But he said, I got the suit for you. But I should have known looking at him. The man took us over to the Steve Harvey thing. I said, my daddy ain't wearing that brush.
Okay.
And I said, oh, Daddy, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to come in front of you. But girl, he had the block, you know, the big, like the plaid, the big plaid.
Uh-huh.
They
yeah, I know what
it was
about.
The cheap version of it. They didn't even, you know how the lines are supposed to meet if it's made
yeah.
from? They didn't even meet. And then one arm was a different color from the other arm. And I looked at him, I said, oh, no. He said, well, I got something for you, too. I said, oh, no, you ain't got nothing for me. Great, man, thank you, Mama. I said, Daddy, come on, let's go.
Steve Harvey but, now. He is fly. Like, he'll wear an orange suit. He'll wear green. Oh, my God. There's this one video I just saw recently. He had on this tan. Well, I watch Family Feud on the regular. That's like my regular show.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes through. He'll have on a fuchsia hot pink suit and be wearing that shit. I mean, his shoes be fly. And then there's this Instagram called Suit Sharks. And he's on there too, but they have every like different men on there, and they just be fly on there. I love a good dressing man. I love if a man can dress good, just look good in a suit, jeans, and a t-shirt. I don't care. Just looking just clean. Period. I'm so attracted to that.
Like Morris Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, Morris Day is cool. You know, I like his look, but not as much as you know.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's sharp, but I'm not. You know, I'm not really attracted to his style. You know what I mean? I'm not attracted to that particular style. All right. This is for you, Zoila.
Okay.
How do you appropriately flirt with somebody at church? Is it A?
Oh, God.
Make them play the food. B, tell them they looking good. C, ask pastor to hook you up. Or D, invite them to study the Bible at your house. How do you appropriately flirt with somebody at church?
Yeah, they can't come to my house. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, they're the freakiest.
I'm going to have to say, I'd give them a compliment and tell them that they're looking nice. I think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm with you on that. I agree with you. Georgia Brown Sugar?
I'm going to agree exactly with what y'all just said.
Yeah.
Because at first I said, make him a plate of food. I said, huh, after I make mine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I might even make yeah, I probably would if I was trying to flirt with him. I probably would definitely make him a plate of food. But I would tell him first that you look really nice. You look good.
Mm-hmm.
Being real, Delia, what are your thoughts? What do you think?
I'll let them know they look good. Love that suit you got.
Yep. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Then I'm going to make him a plate of food.
in that order.
Yep, in that
okay.
order, for sure. Uh-huh. All right. Delia, real Delia. What
yes.
is the best snack? What is the best snack for service? Is it A, communion crackers? B, strawberry hard candies? I love those. Or C, peppermints? Or D,
peppermints.
Okay, peppermints, all right. And
what
D was butterscotch. D is butterscotch. Butterscotch, the
and
butterscotch
D,
candy.
Yeah, butterscotch is good, too, but, you know, you're going to be in there so long, it's good to have the peppermint.
Yeah, it's good to have your breath fresh. I agree, but I love those
yeah.
strawberry hard candies. For me, I would say, for me, for a snack, it's going to be the strawberry hard candies. Zoila?
I love butterscotch. I'm just saying, I know it's weird, but I gotta
yeah.
go with butterscotch.
Okay. Georgia Brown Sugar?
I'm gonna have a Ziploc bag, them little snack bags, full of all different types of candies and bring them.
Different types of candies.
Like, y'all hear him? Hear what he say? Go on, preach.
It's good. I agree with you to have all of them in a bag because you don't know. Somebody next to you talk to you and their breath is humming.
Yeah, that's you bring out the fire extinguisher candy, a jawbreaker, cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, them
red
hot cinnamon candy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, trust me, you need this. What? I'm in church. I've got to tell you.
Hot tamales.
Hot tamales, yep. Cinnamon. Anything cinnamon and peppermint would hopefully make they breath smell better.
Help to sit there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Georgia Brown Sugar, this is for you. What might you find? Oh, we did this one. I don't know why. Oh, no, wait. No, we didn't. I don't think it was a different question. What might you find a guest preacher wearing? Is it A, a Bluetooth headset? B, wide leg suit pants? C, lots of jewelry? D, a curl pattern in their hair? And these are all debatable, these ones that are left. All of these are debatable.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm picturing somebody
say,
with all of that. I'm picturing somebody with all that going on.
I mean,
exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Delia. That's what I'm about to say. I just pictured all of that, all of the above.
Yep. All of the above. That's Peach Preacher. Yeah, he coming through with the waves, lots of jewelry, wide leg suit pants, Steve Harvey probably too, and a Bluetooth headset on his damn head.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. Are we talking season waves or are we just talking like, you know,
finger waves?
A curl
finger
pattern.
Wave.
Just a curl pattern because they could have a Jerry Curl juice pattern or Jerry
oh,
Curl.
No. Oh, who knows?
Yeah, I'm going to say all of the above too.
Okay.
Come to America.
Delia, what would you say? All above, too?
Yeah.
All the above.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
I'm about to fall.
Coming through.
And
they
probably got
through.
A gold tooth to be in Georgia.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of Southern preachers. Then it came
yep,
to Alabama.
And his name is Pretty Pretty Tony.
Okay.
When we went to... Karen White, when she had her movie premiere in Sacramento, and me and my friend Tara, we met this dude. His name was Pretty Pretty Tony. And yes,
oh,
he was exactly he was, y'all. Pretty Pretty Tony. He was exactly that.
Oh,
a pimp.
Okay.
Yeah, he was all
okay.
that. Pretty Pretty. I was like, Pretty Tony? He said, no. Pretty Pretty Tony.
Yeah, he more pretty than Pretty Tony.
Mercy. On his card and everything. He was to be honest though, he was a nice looking man, but he was straight. He was all that and a pimp. So
a legend in his own mind.
See why he put two pretty. He was nice, but he was doing too much. All
yeah,
right.
Like, I ain't gonna feed your ego today. I'm just gonna call you Tony. How you like that?
Pretty. It had it on his business card. Pretty Tony. Okay.
Pimp.
Yep, exactly. I was cracking up. I was like, damn, we are in the 2000s, nigga. We are in the 2000s.
He don't care about none of that.
Yeah, he didn't. He was very confident. He was a very confident man. Yeah, he was just confident. The way he held himself was, I had to give it to him. I was like, dude. Zoila, this is for you.
Okay.
As a little girl, you weren't in your Easter best unless, A, you had on patent leather shoes, or B, you had on white gloves, C, your hair was freshly pressed, or D, you had ruffles on your church socks. All these are debatable and majority rules.
All of the above. I had patent leather shoes with a ruffle sock. I had a fresh press from the night before.
Okay.
And on rare occasions, I had the white gloves. I had it going on.
I know we need some pictures of that.
Yep.
I got some.
So you did. You had the ruffle socks. You had the patent leather shoes, the Mary Jane ones for me.
Uh-huh.
And the white gloves, like you said, the white gloves, it had to be something. I had to be participating in something in church,
right?
Possibly. I had my white gloves on. And but yeah, I agree with you. All the above. Georgia Brown Sugar?
Exact same. Ditto. The only time the white gloves came out was something special. I remember because I went to Catholic school and Catholic church.
Okay, me too.
And boy, I was like, I think it was, what was it, First Communion and something else.
Yeah, First Communion for sure.
Yeah.
And that's
that with the veil, the white veil.
Yeah, the veil.
Just the white veil. The shoes were black, shiny probably. Black.
Yep.
Patent leather.
That's a trip. Real Delia, you agree?
Yes, I'm with all of the above. In my case, my hair wasn't pressed because it couldn't take a press, but I had my Shirley Temple curls.
You got that soft hair. You didn't need a press. All you need to do was just slick it down. And yours.
No, I had to. I had to have a little Shirley Temple curl.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Zoila accidentally dropped. Okay, and it was her turn. I believe. Okay, let's see what's going on with that. Okay. All right, let's see.
She's going looking for that picture.
She went to go look for the picture.
Yeah. I asked her, she went to go look.
And we'll see if she called back in. If not, we'll go to you. Back to you, Delia.
Okay.
All right. It says, I will do anything at the church except A, usher, B, sing, C, pray out loud, or D, work in the children's ministry.
Pray out loud,
yeah. Georgia Brown Sugar?
Sing. Because I can sing.
I ain't going to lie.
It's bad when your cat bites you when you sing.
It didn't say you had to be a vocalist, though.
But, no, okay, I would be the one that's off key. No, Celia, I'd be the one that's off key.
Okay.
Everybody else singing on key, and then you hear
me. I know, that's why I got the choir, because the musician was calling people out for being off key, and he accused somebody else before he got to me, so I figured I better leave before they figure it out.
I'm telling you, I was singing, my cat would walk over to me, give me this look, and then if I sang some more, smack me or bite me. And I'm like, is it that bad? It's that bad. I cannot sing.
When Tony was a baby, he was crying, and I started singing to him. He started crying louder. Like, dang, everybody is pretty.
Whose phone is ringing?
I'm calling Zoila. She ran up.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute, I'm looking.
Yeah.
Did I lay down on my phone?
No, I can call you mornings if you want me to, so you don't have to, you know, because I know they charge to come call in here into Blog Talk. So I could call you.
Yeah, they do, but I am on a plan that gives me a certain number of those selection calling minutes. Yeah, so I don't pay my bill until tomorrow, so I'll get a whole new batch of those minutes. But they ain't getting my money today, though.
How dare them charge you?
I don't know how much they charge you, but most of them do give you unlimited minutes for a good rate. Like, I know T-Mobile, if you're over 50 years old, they give you a good deal. I think it's only like, $20-something dollars,
yeah,
something like that.
They have
an
excellent plan.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to switch over because I'm doing Metro by T-Mobile, but yeah, I may have to make that jump.
Unlimited.
Plan.
The heck with that?
Yep,
I'm like,
yeah.
Get my AARP discount.
Okay.
Yep, get all the you can, huh? Get them. All right. So this is for you, Zoila. Who is the GOAT? Ooh, this is definitely debatable. Who is the GOAT, greatest of all time, of contemporary gospel music? Is it A, Kirk Franklin, B, Marvin Sapp, C, Lecrae, or D, Yeezy, Kanye West?
Contemporary gospel?
Contemporary gospel?
No. Wow. Well, it's definitely not Kirk Franklin. I'm sorry. I only know like two songs by Kirk. And if you're listening, Kirk, it is what it is. I'm going to go with Marvin Sapp.
I love Marvin.
I know he's been around for a while, so.
I do love Marvin. What do you think, Queen Rodelia?
I'll go with Marvin Sapp as well.
Okay. Good morning to you, Tarhaka. Welcome to Queens in the Morning. I think this is the first time I've seen you in the chat room. Good morning to you. Welcome. What do you say, Georgia Brown Sugar?
The same. Marvin Sapp.
Yep.
All right,
Marvin,
now.
Yeah, he is amazing. Now, don't get me wrong. Kirk Franklin is awesome. Too, and I love Kanye West, and I love Lecrae. I love all four of these dudes when it comes to gospel, contemporary gospel. But if I had to choose out of all of them, I'm going to choose Marvin Sapp.
Yep, the GOAT.
GOAT. The GOAT on Queens in the Morning, y'all. All right. Back to you, Georgia Brown Sugar. Here it is. Which of the Clark sisters needed to be replaced? Now, I remember watching that movie. This is debatable. There's no right answer. It's majority rules based on who's here. Which of the Clark sisters needed to be replaced? Is it A, Karen, B, Twinkie, C, Jackie, or D, Dorina?
Ooh, can I call the queen?
You know what? It's no wrong answer, actually. I don't know. Are you familiar with the Clark sisters?
A little bit, but not much, because I did
okay.
not.
Okay. You got to watch their. Got to watch their doc.
Huh.
Their documentary. So
oh.
amazing. So beautiful.
Okay.
Great, great documentary, and that's how. I mean, I've heard of the Clark Sisters, but that documentary or that movie just brings so much clarification on who they are and where they came from for me. But you will love it. You will love the movie for sure. What do you think, Cordelia?
I'm with her. I don't know all of them that well to know the answer to that question.
I'm gonna say none of them needed to be replaced. To be honest with you, they all are amazing.
Okay.
They are all amazing. Erin Twinkie was the heart of the whole thing. She was the main. She was the main one. And then Karen.
What's that noise in the back? Somebody chomping or something, or scraping.
Girl, I'm brushing my hair. Y'all could hear that over the air. My bad. Let me go on mute because it's rough this morning. Y'all hear them next?
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
All right, my bad. I'm going on mute now.
Okay. All right, we can move on that one because I don't think any of them need to be replaced, I don't think, at all. I don't even know why that became a question. Oh, maybe it was from the movie because I think one of them were replaced or they left one of them out. I want to say it was, I can't think of which one. It wasn't Dorinda, it wasn't Karen, and it wasn't Twinkie. Those three, it could have been Dorinda. No, not Dorinda because she's up in there. Maybe it was Jackie. I'm going to say it was probably Jackie. All right. Okay. Real Delia? Which Bible story can you find most children's ministries doing? Is it A, Daniel in the Lion's Den, B, David and Goliath, C, Noah in the Flood, or D, Jesus' Birth? Which Bible story can you find most children ministries doing?
Well, We all do Jesus' birth.
Yeah,
but
say that.
Before you said that, I was thinking David and Goliath. But yeah, Jesus' birth because we all have to do the Christmas pageant.
Okay, yeah, I would think so too. That's the one I do definitely remember when I was going to church on the regular. David and Goliath as well. Well, actually, all of them. Noah in the Flood. I remember that one. I don't remember Daniel in the Lion's Den, to be honest. I don't remember that one. Georgia Brown Sugar, what do you think?
I'm going to agree with you. And with Delia as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the one that you definitely, boy, you knew that, like, memory.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zoila?
Yeah, so... The birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've experienced. So.
I remember in school I played Mary, in the I played her in it was a trip. I remember that play. I will never forget that play. I was like in kindergarten, and I played Mary in the play.
Wow.
Yeah.
They made sure they got somebody who really was a virgin to play that role. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a kindergarten. That'd be a goddamn virgin.
Because if they get a bigger girl, they may not be so anymore.
And you'd be like, okay, I rediscovered my virginity.
Exactly.
I'm 50. Okay.
Exactly. All right, y'all. We got about, 9 minutes.
Wait. Can I say something, please? I need y'all to pray for me today because my doctor's office called me and said, oh, your appointment tomorrow. What appointment? Oh, you must have just forgotten. No, I don't forget my doctor's appointments. I have every single card I've had since the beginning of the year, and it's in my phone. Wait a minute. Then they're going to tell me. So it's for today at 9:30. Then they have to tell me, well, we don't have your insurance. You know, you're going to have to pay. What are you talking about? I said, I got Social Security disability. They had the one from last year. And I said, how in the hell did you even get that? Because I shredded the card. I said, I gave you my card. You took a copy. I had to wait and tell you to give me back my ID. I said, so you want to test my memory? I said, especially when it comes to numbers. Tell me I missed it. I didn't know my birth. Girl, when I go in there today,
I'm going to pray for them.
I woke up mad. I'm like, don't tell me I'm blind. I said, excuse me? You maybe forgot. Yeah. No, I didn't forget. Sorry. Y'all pray for me today so you don't see me on CNN.
Yeah.
We're going
to pray for the people at the doctor's office.
No, y'all say, she's just a little touched. Y'all can let her out, please. Just let her out. Y'all pray for me. Please pray for me today because I'm going to go old. And she got snippy. So pray. Please pray for me. That y'all don't see me on the news.
I will. Girl, because I get it.
I'm sorry for
them.
They're going to mess up and then try to put it on you. And I'm like, what?
Wow. And that's
a. You're going to have to pay the full amount.
A lot of, people aren't doing, like I said, customer service. It just don't exist, y'all. It don't.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
Thing of the past.
Exists. I'm like, I came up in customer service. I worked in call centers. I pride myself being amazing and giving great customer service because I would always get bonuses and all of that because, they give their surveys or whatever at the end of the day, and I was always top tier when it came to that. And it got me to advisor and manager position because of that. So I pride myself on customer service, but it don't exist.
It don't exist anymore.
Huh?
I said it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's rare if you get it. And when you do, you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. I praise them. I swear, I praise them when they do. I tell them. I'll do the surveys because they – still, like, we want you to do the survey or, and stay on the line afterwards or whatever. I do it because even if they're exceptional or not, I still do it no matter what. But I have not experienced great customer service since the pandemic. It just don't exist. Just don't.
I've had to hold back so I don't swing on somebody. And I'm like, pray, God, keep me, put your thumb on my head, hold me in my sleep, because they're going to make me choke on you. Lord, I'm short, just stick your thumb on my head and hold me. But today, I'm getting ready to be a damn tornado, hurricane, and a blizzard, because I'm like, what? What'd you say to me? You just probably forgot, as if I'm old. Biatch. You're going to see what I'm saying when I get in here.
I was talking to this guy yesterday, and I spelled out my name with the, three times he got it wrong. I spelled it three, four times for him, and he still got it wrong. I mean, Stephanie is not hard to spell with a PH.
Thank you. Well, be glad you ain't got my name, because they don't know phonics.
Okay.
Yep, I am right. Excuse me.
Wow. But what I do to get what I want, I do be extremely nice working with someone who's in service or trying to get, I just be extremely nice to them. And when you're extremely nice, they will come back. Like banks and stuff like that, I'm extremely nice. I don't care if they have attitude or whatever, I'm extremely nice. Because if you're trying to get a your credit limit higher, extremely nice, and it works. You want to get a loan, extremely nice. I'm telling you, it works. It works. So
you're right about that.
I'm telling you.
Right about that.
It works.
All right.
Well,
so
I know one thing, because I better not take her, better not be off today, because I'm coming in for her.
Wrath is coming through. They better be ready. They better be ready. That's all I got. Ready. We got one last question. We got 7:50 or maybe.
Okay. Sorry about that, y'all. I just needed the prayer.
No.
Okay.
You're good. I believe it's Real Delia's turn.
Okay.
When you, is it Real Delia or Zoila's turn? No, Zoila just went, so it's Real Delia. Yeah, it's Real Delia. I think it's Real Delia. Real Delia, when you know you're going to be late to church, do you A, go back to sleep, B, just log on online, C, sit in the back, or D, speed to get there before worship ends?
Ooh, I've been guilty of all of those.
Okay.
all except for log on online, because that's not really an option. But yeah, if I'm gonna say speed to get there before worship ends.
Yeah, I'm gonna say honestly, for me, I'm going back to sleep. I'm just gonna go back to sleep. That's just for me. Georgia Brown Sugar. Yeah, I'm just not gonna make it. Georgia Brown Sugar, what you gonna do when you know you're gonna be late to church? Do you?
I had myself on mute. I'm like, God, you know I'm tired. I know I can't. And don't let me get out there driving now because I can't see. I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah. Yep. Sleep, Voila?
Oh, yeah. I'm going back to sleep. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll repent. I will repent for that, but
yeah.
I'm going back to sleep.
Yep. Well, you know, yep, that's very true. Okay, so you got it. Cool. All right, last question, Zoila, this is for you. I mean, Georgia Brown Sugar, this is for you. The song is going to be a little rough if the choir lead says their range is A, alto, B, tenor, C, soprano, or D, depends on the music. The song is going to be a little rough if the choir lead says that their range is A, alto, B, tenor, C, soprano, or D, depends on the music.
I'm going to say depends on the music, but then I lean towards soprano.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay. Okay.
I mean, sometimes my eyes have gotten big, and I'm like, okay, y'all.
Mhm. What do you think,
Richard? Left on that one.
I hear. Delia, what are your thoughts on that one?
Depends on the music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zoila?
I'm thinking soprano.
Soprano.
Oh, that's going to be a struggle for everybody,
okay.
For most people, let's put it that way.
Okay. All right, we're going to get up out of here, y'all. It's time for good morning to you, T-Ree. Well, good to see you. We're going to get up out of here. Stay tuned for the Castle and Kings, Kings in the Morning. Friday.
Hang on.
Where the people come together, all come together.